Moncrief on News Talk.
It certainly is a day for an ice cream, and no better man than Henry McCain to eat one. But on this occasion, Henry went for an encounter with what is thought to be the biggest 99 in Ireland. This report is about 10 minutes. The ice cream didn't last that long.
So we're here in Curran's in Tara, just outside Tara, and I'm going to try and make the largest 99 in the country. So what I do is I put the ice cream under like this, and then I push it towards me, pull it that way. Yes?
Yeah.
Here we go. And it's coming. Okay. And I'm trying. There's a real technique to it, and I haven't really got it. Oh, there's an explosion. That wasn't supposed to happen. I'm not sure what happened there, but we are trying to make the biggest ice cream. There's huge queues here, and I'm delaying everyone. Hey, we're going to get there. Oh, can I try it? Sorry.
It's
yours. Oh, it's still yummy. Wait, hang on. We'll try and piece it back together again. And we'll try and get a flake. Let's see if we can get a flake. Okay, here we go. Beautiful.
Oh yeah, they're lovely, yeah. They're hard, big and lovely, yeah.
It's really tall and I love the sauce.
You love the sauce. You've got blue sauce.
Blue and red.
Blue and red.
Yeah.
You both have big ice creams. How are you coping with them?
They're unreal. They're a great way to just finish off the day after a day work. Nice ice cream in this weather as well. It's unreal.
Is it not too big?
Can you have a big ice cream too big?
I don't think so.
And we're here on the old N3 at Curran's at this petrol station, becoming famous around the world for these very, very large ice creams. And it's hot today and it's sunny. Are you not scared it's going to fall, the structure of it, and it could melt?
I think it's too nice. You get in fast enough, it's not a worry.
So you just got to get it in.
Yeah, you're scoffing this ice cream, it's deadly. So it's melting at Curran's is never a worry.
Yeah, I know.
And is this putting Meath on the map? It was all about the GAA and now it's about the ice cream?
Yeah, definitely. I always see on Instagram and stuff about the ice cream. If you're lucky enough, there's only down the road for me, so yeah, happy with it.
You just had to come. You saw it on Instagram.
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah.
And your favourite type of 99?
I think just a big 99. I don't think you can go wrong with a 99, so the more the better.
I was passing by the shop. I was here before. I remember I had two kids with me, and it's a nice treat for them.
Hot day.
A hot day is well deserved.
And what makes a great Irish 99? Is it the whipped cream? Is it the cone?
Whipped cream that doesn't run. It stays solid for longer than normal. Yes.
So we're now just off the N3 in the shade. That's helping as the temperatures increase. Do you think you'll be able to finish it?
I'm going to give it a damn good try.
You're local. You came in from Navan. Are you here for the very tall ice creams?
Absolutely. The best in Ireland.
And you've been here before, haven't you?
Yeah, we come regularly.
And what makes them special?
They're so creamy, delicious. They're big, great value for money, great service.
And you love it?
Love it.
Can you manage one of these big 99s?
No, I can see what I can do.
Up the Royal.
Yeah, Kevin Dowd, Dunderry.
So you run Tara Oak?
Tara Oak is our business, yeah. We're working down in Ballinter and the boss is looking for us, so we're hiding here, having a lovely ice cream here. In Garda Cross.
Can you finish this very tall 99, perhaps the biggest in the country?
Well, my partner here is after getting brain freeze. He's holding his head, as you can see.
You do have brain freeze. I've had it before myself. It's tough. I think the only way to deal with brain freeze is just to eat the ice cream slowly, but you can't because it will melt.
You're right there, yeah, 100%. It didn't last long, that's the only thing.
The brain freeze and ice cream. What is it you love about it, and where is Ireland's best ice cream?
Well, we're probably, 10-15 minutes away from here, and the first thing came into our head was to come down here and get an ice cream, because it's
getting hot.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's huge.
It's huge, yeah. It's known for it. People from all around come around for it.
Does this large 99 have a nickname?
We call it Trevor Giles, because he was one of the best footballers ever came out of the county, and he only lives around the corner, so we call it Trevor's ice cream.
And this is perhaps one of the best ice creams in the country.
Yes, we might as well. West footballer, the best ice cream.
How far did you travel?
40 kilometres.
and it's melting right now. The ice cream is so big. It's huge. Yeah. What did you pay for that?
$3.30.
Wow. Yep. Value?
Yeah.
You have an absolutely massive cone there. Do you think you'll be able to finish it?
Yeah, I have done it before as a trio.
Lucia and Patrick, your twins, you both have a massive 99. How old are you?
10.
Do you think you can finish them?
Yeah.
Have you ever had an ice cream this big before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like lunch and dinner and breakfast all together?
Yeah.
And what do you like about it?
It's nice and big for a normal price.
So you have gone and bought one of these massive ice creams. Why?
Because I'm up in Ashbourne and I'm heading down to Navan, and anytime I'm passing here and the weather's cold, I'll come in for one of these lads. They're lovely, dear. They're just a bit of a novelty, really.
How do you like your ice cream?
I like my ice cream plain, to be honest.
So would it be like just a cone or in a cup?
I prefer it in a cone because I like to eat the cone afterward, but I just like it plain and simple.
And it would be vanilla?
No.
What flavour?
Salted caramel.
Well, that's not plain, is it? That's a bit fancy.
No, but like I don't add syrup or any other like condiments onto it. I just like it nice and plain.
So salted caramel. So you prefer scoop ice cream, not whipped?
Yeah.
That's your favourite?
Yes.
So you like the Italian stuff, the gelato?
Oh, yes. Gelato, yes. Really good, yeah.
What's your favourite type of ice cream?
Vanilla.
And would it be a 99 or would it be a scoop? What would it be? Would it be Haagen-Dazs?
Ben & Jerry's? I'm not all that. No, not that fancy. A 99 is perfect, yeah. I love a 99. No, Haagen-Dazs, I'm not into. Those flavours and all those funny names and all that. But I just a regular 99, you can't beat it.
And where do you think the name 99 came from?
My wife was talking about it with our family, and they were looking it up, and then they found out that the guy that invented the 99, he owned the shop, and the number of his business was 99, and that's where the name came from.
I'm hearing it's like that, it's a bit hazy, but it could be something to do with the elite 99 man guard of the Italian king, because so many Italians emigrated to Scotland. And you're right, the Scottish came up with the word 99, and the 99 as we know it. So you're kind of right.
I'm kind of right. Well, that's what the boy said. I'll go back home now and study it again, make sure.
Hi, I'm Yasmin, and I am one of the owners at Teddy's Ice Cream in Dunleary.
Teddy's is perhaps one of the market leaders when it comes to whipped ice cream, when it comes to 99s. Are you the best ice cream in the country? Is there one?
I believe our ice cream is one of the best in the country, and definitely one of the best in Dublin and possibly Wicklow as well.
So you've got, obviously, the ice cream parlour in Dunleary, right beside the old Dunleary baths there. And, you know, being perhaps the hottest day of the year, you're busy. But you're also out and about. You've got your ice cream vans and you're also, serving up ice cream to corporates too.
Yeah, well, July is a very, very much a sort of corporate time for serving ice creams. You know, we do a lot of 4th of July stuff. And today we're at Salesforce and we're doing strawberries and ice cream for Wimbledon.
Wow. And you probably heard of this very large ice cream out there in Meath that's about a foot high. You know, do you worry about the structure of an ice cream that big out there in Curran's petrol station?
Do you know what? I think we could beat that.
You think you could?
Absolutely, I think we could beat that. It is really, really important. The structure of ice cream is really important. People think it's super easy to make an ice cream. It's not. The quality of the ice cream when it's mixed has to be right. The temperature has to be correct in order to make it stable. And the temperature has to change when the weather gets hotter in order to get the perfect ice cream.
That's true. So if it's a hotter day, the ice cream has to be colder.
Absolutely. The temperature of the ice cream has to be colder, but you also have to allow enough air into it. And you have to make sure that there's not too much air, because the air will freeze faster than the ice cream, and then you get softer ice cream.
Quality can really differ. You know, it really can. That ice cream in Curran's I had was excellent. Yours is excellent too. But it can differ, can't it?
Absolutely. A lot of it is down to the person who's operating the ice cream machine. They have to know what they're doing as well, and the quality of your mix.
And what's your favourite thing about ice cream?
I love ice cream and chocolate.
You
love it. I love flakes and ice cream together, and I love the mix when there's not too much vanilla in it. It has to be like Italian ice cream. It has to be cream flavour.
Henry McCain there reporting from around the place, but particularly Curran service station on the old Dublin to Navan Road, where they have that massive 99. One texter says the problem with a 99 is that the flake is too cold in the mouth. It has a plasticky texture. I prefer an affogato, which is a bowl of ice cream with an espresso poured over it. Ooh, fancy. Thank you for that, Your Majesty. I'm surprised no shop hasn't started selling 198s, a 99 with two flakes. What's not to like about it? More chocolate, more profits for the shop. Everyone's happy. OK, that's interesting. But I suppose if they were to have more flakes in them, they're going to have to charge more. And then people might say, well, am I going to pay a bit extra for that? I can just ask for a regular 99 at the price I always pay. Another text says the best 99 I ever had was in a tiny shop in Ballydehob. It's never the fancy places. Petrol stations and shops in rural towns do a roaring trade, I would say. Someone else says the best one they ever had was in a tiny shop in... Oh, I read the one out already. That's exactly the same one. Or at least maybe it's two people who both had the best 99 ever in Ballydehob. Someone else says the best 99 they ever had was a little shop in Bagnallstown in County Carlow. It's just superb. Big and creamy. But I suppose it's kind of like... It happens on Movies and Booze. Someone will say, I had this lovely wine when I was in Italy and I was sitting by the Mediterranean and the sun was, you know, was gently setting in front of me and it was the nicest wine I ever had. And then they get a hold of it here and it's a Wednesday in March and it's lashing rain and it's not as nice. A lot of the time, it's about the circumstances in which you consumed it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.